Aloha, this is Susanna Kennedy, and I'm here with Selena and Marmar, Shana and Veronique and Lainey, all of our friends today for an exploration into the universal heart internet that we've fondly been calling Beth, and welcome everybody. And today we're going to explore the new crystalline energies that are coming into the earth and maybe get a chance to find out where they're coming from and what they're all about and how we can integrate them and use them in the highest good of all that is. So thank you, everybody, for being here. And Selena, would you like to share anything about to start out with?
Well, let's see. We're going to be using Beth, going into the new living grid, which is a crystalline grid, a super consciousness grid. Beth began, well, we were all kind of talking about that, wondering when did we first start touching these new kind of crystalline energies. And three of us went back and could remember things happening around 2003 and 2004 was when we first started getting a taste of these new crystalline or crystal seeding energies or crystal seed energies. And each one of us had, Marmar, Shana, and I were talking, and each one of us had a significant thing happen at that point. For me, I began to work with Mary Magdalene, and we created something called the Crystal Seeding Project. And that was to bring a new level of integrity and high consciousness back into the potential DNA blueprint. Back into the codes that build our bodies, that you know, that give us the kind of vehicle that can move more light, move more of this crystalline light through it, and we can perceive higher consciousness things, anything that's more higher consciousness when we're running this crystalline light and able to run it through our physical bodies. So Beth was begun early last year, and it all surrounded bringing heart into the technology of our planet. And if we look at the overall of the whole project that we've all come here to help with, it is to transition as an Earth, as Mother Earth, as all of humanity from a fourth age, dense, fear-filled lack and sacrifice and, you know, all the plays that we've played out through the fourth age into a new age, which is being we're calling the fifth age. And the fifth age is a place of new spiritual governance, of a new way of being and living together, a new way of Mother Earth existing and we living in a paradise on her. It was in 2006 that we watched and participated in bringing about a sanctuary, Earth being called a sanctuary. And that's when we very first saw the new spiky little crystals that were growing inside our bodies. And from that point, 2006, to now, we've been being watched by the higher realms and all of creation to see what we as humans are going to do with this crystalline energy, and we are astonishing everyone. So that's what we're going to be exploring today, is this new kind of crystalline energy that all together at all kinds of levels we have helped create and bring into our bodies, into the earth field, into this new living grid. And now we get to play and explore and see what, you know, what benefit that has for us, what we can do with it. So anyone else have anything to say about that? Maybe you want to introduce our other guest today.
Okay. We have Lanny, who is our Hawaiian shaman from currently living in San Antonio. Do you have anything that you'd like to share at this point, Lanny?
I would just add that as part of this whole process, we have been introduced to a being that we now understand is the god of the fifth age that is helping to guide and assist the whole process. It's the rainbow god is one of the ways we know this entity. And that when we all get together, he or she or it always shows up to help out. And it's a joyous experience when we have that reconnection. So I trust once we're inside Beth that we will once again connect with the rainbow god.
Okay, thank you. And Marimar, do you have anything to share?
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about my first experience of the diamond heart energy, because I think we'll be connecting with that today. It was actually, I think, early 2004 during a Sufi meditation that I was attending at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C., and the Sufi mystic led us all, a group of people, through a wonderful chant where we went into four levels of the heart. And we would get deeper and deeper into the heart energy. And at the fourth level, I saw that inside my heart was this beautiful diamond. In my inner eye, I could see all the facets, and it was turning just like a real diamond in there. And for a couple of weeks afterwards, you know, I was kind of going around telling people that I'm a diamond because it was the getting in touch with my essence. And what I thought was interesting about that experience was that it was so similar to what I had read 30 years earlier when I was studying Tibetan Buddhism. So this was what in Vajrayana Buddhism from mid-700s was, you know, a teaching that they had. And here it was also coming from the Islamic tradition and the Sufi tradition. So what I would say is the energies that we're dealing with, even though we associate them with crystal seeding and Mary Magdalene and the Christian tradition, are actually more universal than that. These mystical experiences transcend the traditional religious boundaries. And I think that's important because, you know, at the present moment, we're weaving a global tapestry from the different traditions into some kind of global worldview. So that was the first thing I wanted to share about the diamond heart. But I also want to reinforce what Selena was talking about, that it's not just the energy of personal transformation, but it's also earth transformation. And we had a hint of that also in September 2003. You may remember John Ederman channeled a message, which was a question from the ETs, "Do you wish that we show up?" You can find it on etfriends.com at the first link there. And it's a wonderful channel because it gives a very succinct presentation of our political challenge that we face. But one of the things that it said in that message from the ETs was, and I'll quote John here, he said, "The feeling of joy is strongly sought in the universe, for its energy is divine." And I think that's important enough to repeat. The feeling of joy is strongly sought in the universe, for its energy is divine. And I feel like that hint that they gave was important enough that when I wrote a response to John's message, I put it up online as a petition that anyone can sign. 10,000 people have signed this, and it's called the "We Are Ready to Change the World" petition. You can Google for that.
Well, we also, when if you sign up for our newsletters, I include it somewhere in the newsletter almost every time.
And what I wrote in response to this was, we are quite pleased to read that you value joy and peace. Many here would delight in providing just such commodities to the Federation. And the idea here is that when we engage galactic cultures, we're not going to have a physical technology that's going to be impressive to them. You know, they're much more advanced in technologies and maybe even spiritual technologies. But they gave us a hint of what they value, which is an emotional technology, a feeling of joy. And so more than you might expect, when we cultivate these inner technologies and the practice of joy, we're ensuring that we have something of value when we emerge into the galactic culture. And there's another hint that was given at the same time. You all may know Michael Sala, who's the principal behind exopolitics.org website, and he did a typology. The Arcturians worked on this with him, and it was basically looking at the different ET races and how they relate to Earth. And the Arcturians described themselves for Michael Sala, and they said they're trying to say how each of the ET races can help us going forward. And they described themselves. They said the Arcturians are the overall guides or administrators of the contact experience. And then later, they may be useful to you in learning how to play, how to wait for the right timing, and how to do the very few important things that you must do to succeed. Now, I think there are a lot of hints there for taking our focus off of all the myriad thousands of things we try to do during the day into the sort of strategically important activities that are really critical to our success. And in the same sentence that they're talking about the strategic importance, they give us a hint that learning how to play is key to our success. And so I think that one of the things we'll be doing today is bringing in that sense of playfulness, that sort of being a child again. You know, we're a little jaded on this planet, but we're emerging into a galactic childhood where, you know, all these much older civilizations are greeting us as this newborn, newly connected member of their civilization. So we do have to cultivate the wide-eyed, playful engagement with other cultures that children have. Now, what I see Beth being is kind of a framework, an etheric framework for that process. It's all of these global changes on the planet seem to start with a kind of an etheric planning session where the archetypes and scenarios that are going to be explored and played out over the next, call it 1,000 years or maybe a few hundred years, over the next period, they're kind of programmed into the matrix, if you will. And so this is happening right now for our next act as a global humanity. And so working with Beth is your chance to be the scriptwriter, to have your input as to what are the scenarios that are explored at this next stage. So I imagine we'll get into some of that during our journey. I wanted to mention one more thing, and that was a bit of information I got as I woke up this morning. Sometimes in the morning, I'll get a vision just as I wake up. It seems that somebody puts it in my head while I'm still asleep, but just a few seconds before I wake up. So I still have a memory of it, and it's kind of like remembering a dream. If you pay attention, you can kind of recall it consciously. Anyway, in the last few seconds I was asleep, I was in a crystalline bubble. It looked like a sphere of crinkly mylar, where you have the rainbow colors, you know, in all different directions, lots of creases and geometry. and I was in it. And so I felt into the energy, and it was like this beautiful crystalline energy. And I realized that these bubbles, which we can experience around us personally, are the same energy as what we have around the planet being formed. So it's this crystalline bubble. You can think of it on both those levels, as your personal Merkaba or personal energy field, but also the planetary Merkaba or energy field. And it's what connects you at this creative, etheric level to your home planet. And so we'll be taking that bridge today. But anyway, those are the few things I wanted to mention as we get going here. Thanks, Susanna.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. And Shana, what would you like to share about the crystalline energies?
Okay. Am I unmuted?
You are.
Okay, thank you. That was really great, Marmer. Thank you, and Selena, too. It was a little bit later than that, 2004, when Selena and I were living in different areas. We met long before that in Sedona, that we were talking one night on the phone, and she asked me if I wanted to be initiated into the crystalline energy. And immediately my body said yes, every part of me said yes. And that was because about 6 years prior to that, I had fallen off of a cliff and surrendered my entire life to whatever God wanted me to do. And in that fall, I literally fell and broke over 22 bones. But my life was surrendered at that time, and God came into my life. And I learned so much in my healing that I became a self-healer, and teaching people how to self-heal and connect very deeply to their own DNA and cellular structure and its intelligence and its spiritual intelligence as well as its emotional intelligence. And so, but what I wasn't telling people that was happening for me is that during the night when I was sleeping, I was contacted every single night as an agreement for me to ground an energy that I wasn't revealed to me what the energy was, but it was very pleasant experience for me. And it was each time for me to connect in many, many different ways. And one of the levels of that was for me to learn what it was that I was doing. And the other levels were where things were changing around the world in people, in the earth, in consciousness, and on many, many different levels. And then what would happen during my day that I also didn't tell people about was these little, I like the word hint, Marmer, that's really great, the hints that my angelic team was showing me how what I had done during the middle of the night that I wasn't sure about had an actual effect that very next day. And it was either reported on the news, or someone would walk up to me, right straight up to me, a total stranger, and say, thank you for answering my prayer last night, and like bowing to me, which really surprised me. But they were so grateful for the change they had experienced in their, whatever it was that answered their prayer. And so I had been connected to that. And when Selena, you know, asked me to join the crystalline grid, then I knew that consciousness grid was connected to whatever it was I was doing at night, and I was ready to learn the next level of it through Selena and through whatever that this initiation would be. And so since then, things have evolved so much so that, let's see, in 2006, I went to India and became a Diksha giver, which was part of my receiving information and sort of prophecy for myself as well as the earth, which I really don't say much, and I'm just starting to have a bolder voice in. I was told that I would meet my tribe, you know, like a bigger tribe than the one I had, between 2005 and 2008, and that things would be dramatically shifting around that time, so much so that once we started into that shift, we would never go back and the world would never be the way that we saw it again, and that we would be moving forward. Sometimes it may not look like it, but it would be a huge progression and transformation, but we needed to really understand and hold our space of who we were as humanity so that we could help ground in the earth and what the earth's transformation was going through, because we are part of the ground of the earth. And that's one of the reasons why we have the largest population on the earth at this time, was to help the earth transform and also to ground it. And so a lot of our lives, I'll speak for myself, I've lived outside of my body, so part of that was learning how to ground my own self and my own being, my own spiritual being, inside my body. So going to India was really a big key for me in that way, and becoming a Diksha giver, being part of the oneness movement, being able to offer people blessings that were a divine benediction that we didn't know how it was going to affect them, but it's been affecting them in very positive ways. Major clearings have happened. And then last August in 2009, I was downloaded with a whole nother level, and the intelligence of that told me it was crystalline clearing and that it was available to, and that I should speak it out now and be very bold about it, and start telling people that this is a time that we cannot wait any longer. That movement forward that we started in 2005 and 2006, and now is we're in a quantum movement, and we need to move according to the rapid rate that the earth is ready to move, and we really need to hold on, ground ourselves, and rid ourselves of the debris that we're carrying around. Well, they showed me that the debris that we're carrying around is our mental. It's in the mental fields. And the mental fields are, you think a thought, therefore you have a thought that is connected to the illusion. Every time we do that, even when we have a prayer, and then during the day at some point we say, our inner voice says, no, we can't have that, or you know, some other conflicting thought comes in. That then holds your prayer into a non-motion phase, and it literally stops your prayer from being manifested. And in fact, people wonder why they're not manifesting as fast as, you know, according to the work that you've done on yourself or the amount of clearing that you do. It's because there's those unconscious conflicting thoughts that are happening, and it's not personal. It's in the collective consciousness. And so the oneness movement has really helped to give a form for why this is happening in humans and why humans are still in the suffering mode rather than the letting go mode, rather than being so willing to have our movement happen that the grace and the bliss and the joy and the fun, the pleasure that we can have is actually available to us right now. And what we're not doing is saying yes to that. We're saying yes in a prayer, or we're asking, or we're doing something, but we've got this unconscious belief system that's in the collective consciousness that keeps creating debris in our fields of illusion, in the mental fields, and we walk around with that all day long, and we actually meet up with it with people. It's so funny the way it works. So I love where you're going, Marmer, because as we chatted a little bit about before, we actually now have the ability to completely detach from our magnetic fields that holds any debris in our place. And I have been offering that as a service in the crystalline clearings. That's what I do every day. Every single day, I receive people's intentions, and then I clear them for those intentions in the oneness of us all, in myself as I am you, because I respect and honor and revere the oneness of the wholeness of humanity, no matter what it's got in it. I'm willing to, you know, like in the work that we've done, and you probably know about, called Ho'oponopono, it's we can stand in responsibility for the whole thing because our egos are not triggered by attaching to other, you know, the negativity or the positivity. But what the crystalline energy keeps telling me over and over and over again to share with people is that we have moved light years, and we are not going back, even though it may feel like we're going backwards. We're going forward not only incrementally, but really exponentially, even though that can't be measured yet. But it will be measured very soon. There are tools coming to Earth that that man is manifesting in science, in quantum science, to prove out all of these things that a lot of us have known for a long time. And the crystalline clearings is telling me, just keep telling people it's here. It's here. We don't have to wait for it. It's no longer unavailable. It is available. And it's the collective consciousness within us that we want to honor and remove the charges from anything that we meet in life where we get a charge. It's only energy. So just remove the charge any way you know how. Don't blame the other person or look for, the reflective universe is good in this way to show you, but then detach from that, because we don't want to keep the reflective universe operating too long. The reflective universe has only been there to show us, as we've grown, how we can validate where we're going. But a lot of us have turned it into, oh my God, what have I done now? This person just came in my life and showed me, you know, if they're doing something bad, then I must be doing something bad, so I'll do the clearing. Fine, do the clearing, but don't attach to the energy. Let go of the energy. So it's really, I mean, I could talk for a long time on this, but I don't want to, because I want to get into the process. I just want to presence this for what it is we're actually doing. We can live in joy if we allow ourselves to detach and to not be so busy, to really allow ourselves to understand that who we are as organic beings are constantly moving. So yes, saying yes, that we are moving through and have moved through, allows us that space of freedom to play more and to not be so overly responsible, overly giving, overly committed. All these things we've done to do more, be more, have more, it's distracting us to the point where we cannot even see when our life purpose is staring us in the face. And so many are still complaining that they're not living their life purpose, but they are. Life purpose is exactly what you're doing every day. Just bring joy to it. If it doesn't bring you joy or you can't bring joy to it, then it's not part of your life purpose, and start to say no to it. Let go of it. Shift. Give yourself the empty space. The universe will always, your universe, your life, divine life path, will always give you the exact next thing to expand you if you're willing to let go of some of the other stuff. Say no to some of the other stuff. Say no to some of the relationships that just, you know, we have so much invested in, but they're not really serving us or not really equal in some way. They're not a new relationship, as Selena mentioned earlier. So this is a huge opportunity for us to really rest and not do anything. We really can literally not do anything, and life will happen and come exactly to us in exactly the right time, exactly what we're looking for. A little tiny heart dream that you have will come to you in seconds, whereas something you've been praying for over and over and over again, if you notice, takes longer to come because it's too much of the mental energy being used. So I'm going to end with that and just plant that little seed in everyone here.
Thank you. Thank you. Fascinating, Shana. Thank you. So, Selena, or let's see, Marmar, you're going to take us into the grid. I'll get us ready for our adventure. So, everybody, just we're going to just energetically get ourselves ready to move into the grid, taking some full deep breaths. And just allowing yourself to relax. Make sure your spine is straight. And as you breathe, imagine that your sense of self, your body, is expanding. Every breath, you're getting taller and taller, until you're so tall that the heart of Source is in the crown of your head and the heart of Mother Earth is in the base of your spine. And breathing, and with every breath opening that channel of energy between the top of your head and the base of your spine, opening wider and wider, letting the loving energies, the emanations from the source of all that is, and the emanations from the heart of Mother Earth to expand within you, touching each other through you. Becoming aware of a sphere of compassion around you, spinning at the speed of compassion, creating a field of compassion around you, creating a safe and sacred space around you. Becoming aware of your light body, around your physical body. And as you breathe, intending that these energies, the heart of Source emanations and the heart of Mother Earth emanations, are feeding and strengthening your light body and your physical body. And your light body is spinning at the speed of ascension, and as it spins, spinning out, purifying your field, your emotional body, your mental body, your physical body, just in the speed, in the high frequency of the spin, it transmutes any dense, toxic energies that we may have picked up and with your attention now, your attention and your intention in your heart, we will, in our heart, in our minds, repeat the I Am invocation. I am all that is. I am all that is. I am all that is. I am divine light.
Divine light.
I am divine love.
Divine love.
I am divine wisdom. I am divine power. I am the creator of my reality. I am the source of my creations. I am the being of synthesis and fusion. I am that I am. And now, with your attention still in your heart, you can imagine, with your body being so big, that the Beth grid, this beautiful grid that is around the planet, is at heart level. And as we focus and set our intentions on entering, we open and Beth opens to us. And Marmar, you want to take us from here?
Yes. So continue to breathe. And with each breath, feel yourself sinking more deeply into your heart. So in the first breath, just feel what it's like to be you coming from the heart. What does your heart energy feel like right now? And as you touch that energy, just absorb and be it and find yourself falling into it. You might feel a surge of love as you enter that environment of your heart. With each breath, you soak up more of that love and fall more deeply into it. Now, at a certain point, you may see a tiny speck. It might be a tiny speck of light or a tiny speck of dark. Either way, it's the core that we're heading toward. And you might notice that it's like falling down a deep well, a kind of a tunnel. Just let yourself fall, aiming for that central point. Now, as we get near that point, it starts getting larger. And as we emerge through that space in the heart, suddenly we see we're out in space. We've got a perspective on the universe from within ourselves. And at this point, we want to reacquaint ourselves with our own energy body, our bubble, the sphere around us. Everything within that bubble is our heart energy. So feel your own heart energy all around you in a bubble. Notice the texture of that bubble. Notice how it's beginning to crystallize. It's beginning to have elements of a crystal vibration, which is a transparent but hard and protective energy. A bubble that lets our expression out into the world around us, but also protects our heart energy from whatever is out there. And let that bubble expand. Wherever you are, you can imagine that bubble expanding and going upward, above the room you're in, above the house you're in, above your community as it grows and rises. We can notice on the horizon other bubbles rising up from all around the planet. We can begin to see the curve of the Earth. We can begin to see our whole planet and see that above our planet there's another bubble, the same crystalline vibration. Just feel yourself rise up and nestle into that vibration that's all around our planet now. It looks a bit like a foam made of many little bubbles, forming one big bubble. Continue to breathe. Feel the energy. Notice what it might look like for you. Now this energy has a consciousness of its own. This grid is an intelligent grid. We refer to her as Beth, and we were aware of how she came about and how she grew up from a kind of a childlike consciousness. And one of the things we noticed about her as a child, she was born a little over a year ago, is that she liked to communicate not so much in words, but in visions, in metaphors. And one of her favorite metaphors is the flower. When you greet Beth, more often than not, she'll give you a flower. And it'll be, if you're someone who is sees with vision, then it'll be a particular shape of a flower. You may not recognize it, but you can tell it's a flower. If you're more sensual, you might smell the scent of a flower. But along with the physical sensations of the flower, you'll also notice that there's an emotional tone to what she's presenting. That's her heart message. And so take a moment, open your heart and welcome, and just notice what you see or feel from the Earth consciousness grid. Well, I'll share my vision, and then let Susanna or others make their comments. When I touched into the grid, what I saw was a field of flowers. It was like a hillside, and the flowers were a kind of almost a lily white, which is a cream colored with a little bit of yellow in it. And what was interesting about this is that instead of presenting me a single flower, she showed me a whole field of flowers, which to me represented all of the wonderful beings that she's greeting. Then there was something more than the flower, is that this was a field of flowers at the moment of the morning dew. So the flowers had received a droplet of water from the sky, from the dew. And so each flower was nourished and was kind of celebrating its existence in relationship to the water, which to me was like the abundance of nature, the natural surround. So I felt it was a nice metaphorical message of greeting and showing our individual beauty in relationship with the beneficence or the bounty of Creator that is realized by the water, kind of a universal support system. So anyway, that was the vision that I had, and maybe others could share what they see as they make contact here.
So am I unmuted?
Yes.
Okay. I just saw a blue iris, true blue, beautiful, glistening in the sun with a soft scent. Beth knows that means a lot to me. Beth is such a loving, innocent kind of a being. Now, the other thing that you might notice when you're in Beth and you begin to allow your essence to journey, to be absorbed into her, is that she's made up of a lot of crossings and networks. And your consciousness and being can be quickly absorbed in, and you can travel anywhere you want in Beth. You can go to a specific grid crossing and look at the earth from her. You can travel to sacred sites. You can travel to other countries. You also will notice that many other higher dimensional beings have engineered their connection into Beth, and so it's a very beautiful place that you can petition for what you want, ask for help, ask for wisdom, ask for guidance, co-create, do projects together with the higher dimensions. You will also be pleased to know that Beth is very interconnected with nature and Mother Earth, and so it goes both directions. She's a bridge where we've been somewhat disconnected from our communications and even awareness of the life of that goes on around us, the tiny little plant spirits, the big ones, the medium ones, the elementals, the divas and the fairies, the woodland elves, and up to landscape dragons that are huge as a mountain. And this this network that we're in right now can connect us to all of life, to all of nature, and to Mother Earth's heart also. So when you're doing any work that you feel is aligning with assisting Mother Earth in her body and her transition, you can link straight to her heart through Beth's grid, through this living organic superconsciousness grid. So you may just expand and allow yourself to feel what kind of connections. You know, is there anyone tapping you on the shoulder and introducing themselves while you're in this grid? And being also aware that this grid is made of this crystalline energy that we're here to explore. Her very existence, she was brought into existence through the channel of this new crystal energy. We saw it flowing from the edge of creation out of the void into levels that were just barely over the border of creation, this whole creation. And we did a six-month project all together of bringing, stepping down these energies from great central suns and other planets that are associated with our growth and our evolution, all the way down to the earth, into the earth, and then blossoming out into this beautiful grid. And so this grid is not something outside of ourselves. Become very aware that it is it is actually a part of your own fiber, that you are a part of the consciousness of this grid. It's not the grid out there. This is the grid in here between us all. And so it's as much a part of you as your tendons and muscles and blood vessels and nerve networks inside of you, your body. So when I look for Beth, sometimes I find myself looking out there, but when I really look, I see she's inside of me, and it's very easy to get here. That's one of the things I wanted to share today, that when we think of getting to these dimensional places, sometimes we think of it as a long distance away, and yet quite often we're looking around and saying, well, I don't see how to get there. If you look inside of yourself and into your cells and into your own heart, you went, oh, it's right there. All right.
So let's take the next step of the journey.
Okay, what I was, I knew that today we would come to Beth, and there has been some amazing things happening the last 2 days, where there has been a huge gathering of beings in the other dimensions, centered around Divine Father and Mother and Mary Magdalene and Jesu, or Jesus, whatever you call that being, is there. The logos of our new universe is there. A being named Sophia and Marielle are representing the Divine Mother Father energies also. And I saw them standing in a central place in one of the higher realms with a circle of crystals around them, like a necklace. But the necklace, the crystals on the necklace were maybe 12 inches across, so they were huge crystals. And they were hanging in the air around this small group. And out from that group was a gathering of massive gathering of angelic, seraphims, cherubims, every kind of form in the angelic realms, the levels of the different angelic realms, all kinds of creator beings, all kinds of star races that we know and we don't know. And it was a massive gathering. And they just simply were gathering. And that's been going on for 2 days. So I just wanted to bring your attention to that presence, because they're here and they're connected into what we're going to be doing next. And so what I saw that we would do at this point, there has been a new portal that has been opened up between Earth and Venus. And there resides somewhere in between a place that we call the Temple of Anui Nui, and it's the Temple of the Rainbow. It's associated with the Fifth Age, with a new form of spiritual governance that means we participate, we govern ourselves. The Rainbow God that Lanny mentioned, it was part of the construction and the actual fiber and energy and essence of this temple. And there's a woman who's on the call right now. Her name is Veronique. And she and Lanny and I, we received kind of concurrent visions when Lanny was visiting us, and Veronique lives right next door to me, that we were to anchor this temple on top of a local Hawaiian temple called the Temple of Lono. The Temple of Lono would be a foundational place for us to anchor this new place for to help us to move into the Fifth Age, to explore, to come to understand, well, to just go there and get our bodies more accustomed to the higher frequencies. So it's like an interim place where we can play, we can explore. There's so much to learn. There's a lot of information on the website that can guide you to go there and play there. today that's where we're going right now. So I would like to open it up to Lanny and Veronique to bring us there to the temple where we can cleanse and enter the temple. Are you there, Landy?
I'm right here. Yes, I am.
Okay. Are you able to speak, Veronique?
Do you hear me?
Okay, good. All right. I'll let you guys be intuitive how to do this.
Hey.
Just as a little bit of background, the Temple of Lono is an ancient Hawaiian religion. It went into hiding when the missionaries came to Hawaii and converted the political leadership to Christianity and taught them that the practitioners of the ancient religions were agents of the devil and there was persecution and all that kind of stuff. And the Temple of Lono went into hiding. And they came back out again in the early 1970s. And I had the joy and honor of working with them in the over the last 6 or 7 years as they reemerged. And Lono, the god Lono, is one of the four key gods in the Hawaiian tradition. And Lono is the god of the earth that feeds the people. You know Lono is present when you hear the leaves moving in the wind and the birds calling and the waters falling. And that's all Lono. And the grass growing, the crops growing, that's all Lono. So the Temple of Lono is a real religion in the Kingdom of Hawaii. And is reemerging into this age, carrying with it ancient wisdom. The Temple of Anui Nui is a very new temple and is established in part to honor the god of the fifth age, who was born 7 years ago and has been helping to guide the transition that's taking place. And as we approach that temple, the first thing that is offered to us is an opportunity to cleanse. And that cleansing can take whatever form is appropriate for you. If it's a waterfall or a bath, anything that's appropriate for you, the energy that's coming to help cleanse you is crystalline energy that's also a very fluid energy. It is the nectar of the gods. It goes way, way back to the creator time. And when it comes in, it's capable of clearing any darkness, any addictions, any attachments that aren't in your best interest, any stories that you tell yourself or any traps you put yourself in. This can cleanse all of it if you just give it the opportunity. All you have to do is open and ask. If you ask, you will receive. So as we approach the Temple of Anui Nui, it's a glowing space. It's offering you this cleansing. Let me just suggest that you take a minute or two here, do some deep breathing, invite the cleansing to come, release anything you need to release, and just relax. Fill yourself up with light, and because we are here in part to honor the rainbow god, fill yourself with rainbow light, the full spectrum of rainbow light. Just fill yourself up with that. And when you are full, send that light out and share it. Share it with your planet, share it with all the beings on your planet, share it with the entire universe. Be a beacon of light for all of life. And when you feel cleansed and are ready, the portal to the temple is open. Inside the temple, you are awaited. When you go in, you will see an altar. And on that altar are gifts. This is the nature of this temple. The rainbow god gives you a gift. So when you come to the altar, you can examine it, find the gift that is yours, and take that with you as you go through the experience. And while you all are cleansing and going through the portal and gathering at the altar, I'm going to pass the guidance on to Veronique. Veronique, my dear, are you there?
Oh, I didn't hear. Sorry. Many
I have passed,
I wasn't really sure. Can you
I've
hear
passed them on. I have passed them on to you to continue the journey.
One of the things I wanted to say about Veronique is that when we anchored the temple of Inui Nui, she brought in energies from our beautiful goddess of the volcano, of the molten earth, of the new, brand new earth of Pele, and brought some codes in to assist in the grounding of that temple to the earth on the foundation of the Temple of Lono. Did you have anything you wanted to share at this point, Veronique?
What I did felt was looking on the altar and seeing my gift, and it's good for everyone to see what they received. And it does feel to me that gift, what is given to you, bring that to a place in your body right now, what feels good for you. And this gift will help us ascend, help us lighten up, help us brighten, and bring us closer to who we are. It's a gift from the heavens, and it's a gift that helps us bring heaven on earth.
So we take just a little bit of time to make sure that you've been able to find your gift and to place it in your body. So we'll just be quiet for a few moments to finish that. So as you are finished with that, you find that we're in a very big, beautiful hall in the center of the temple. If you look up and or feel into it, you can feel the energy of the rainbow god, which is nothing like any kind of god that I ever was taught about. This being is just made of these high super full spectrum rainbow colors, so much in offering us the ability to perceive truth in its fullness, not in its half spectrum of light, but to see in the full spectrum of light. And so even as we're standing in this hall, you can move your hand through the air and sense that almost like a mist or an essence of the rainbow god in the air all around us. And there are many things in the Temple of Inui Nui you can explore. You can come here by yourself, you can bring a group, You can come here often, and through Beth is a very easy way to get here now. You know the pathway. There are learning libraries where you can enter the learning libraries, and they're very interactive. And it talks more about that in the information that we have online about the Temple of Anuenue. You can explore that and broaden your potential of playing in this temple and learning. You can also meet higher dimensional beings here. They live here. They serve here. And one of the things that they shared is that if you have a strong desire, a vision, a dream of what you're supposed to be doing, or you want to be doing a mission or a project, that you can enter the temple with that in your through your heart and in your heart, and those that have the help and the ideas and who are resonant with that will contact you there in the temple. So it's a wonderful place to go in your meditations when you're doing your life. Now today, we're going to go to one of the four rooms that, they're telling me we're going to go to the central room. And so everybody just kind of follow me. We're going to be walking toward it's not a very big place. It's a medium-sized room, and it's in the core of the temple. And this is where the heart crystal of the Temple of Anuenue exists. And so we're going to enter the room, and we all kind of encircle the crystal. And if you imagine, it is very large compared to us. Maybe it's 30 feet high or three-story building tall and round. And so it's like a big crystal planet suspended in front of us. You'll see it the way that you see it, but the energy is there. And as we get into our place and you begin to see this crystal or feel it or sense it, whatever your way of perceiving these higher dimensional energies, and there's no right or wrong way to do it. I only say see because that's the way I perceive it. And it, even when I say see, I might only be feeling it, but I just include that as I see it through my hands, my taste, my hearing, my touch, all of it I see. So reach your hands out and move them toward the surface of this heart crystal. And see if you can feel the surface or if your hands just sink right into it. And just gently as you know, take your own time and move yourself into the crystal. The invitation is for us to enter the crystal today. And so just, you know, allow yourself to move your arms, your hands into it, move your, you know, walk toward it until you've immersed yourself completely inside, and we'll meet on the inside. Never know who we'll meet, but we'll see. To me, it's very bright. It's like moving inside the sun. There's a lot of whitish yellow, bright energy, but also a lot of rainbow energy. Now, this crystal, its source is beamed in directly, or it is connected directly to our source creator, the head source creator energies of this particular bubble of creation that we call our universe, or whatever you want to call it, however big you think. And so as you move into it, I am asking that we are able to release very easily and very quickly any energies that don't align with this source, pure heart energy. Shana, if you have any insight about assisting all of us to clear while we're here, that's wonderful. Just feel free to, you know, to share.
I'm going to continue to clear while we're in the whole thing because the unconscious will often bring up things along with the images that you're bringing up.
Mm-hmm.
So people don't have to know it. I'm just going to continue to clear everyone.
All right. Thank you.
Well, I noticed a particular tool that I received at the altar that I found useful here. When I picked up my gift, it was a small sphere, maybe 5 centimeters across or a couple of inches. And when I shook it, it made a tone, a particular, you know, audible tone. And then I would take that sphere and touch it on different places of my body, and this tone was something that would help me realign. It's kind of like a tuning if you tune your guitar with a tuning box. And what I realized standing here and touching into the crystal is that as I felt the crystal and then my hand went in a little ways and I started merging with the crystal, I remembered something I had seen years ago, and that was that the Arcturians, who I was working with, tended to treat crystals just like any other animal walking around type being. And I thought it was curious because up until then I really hadn't thought of crystals in terms of DNA or evolution or that sort of thing as a separate form of life. But the Arcturians would mix the essences of different beings, and they would include crystalline essences. And so what I noticed was that as I touched this central crystal, within me was a crystalline structure, and that the tone box was designed to vibrate that structure and align it. And when that inner crystalline structure is aligned, and it's like a musical instrument that then plays beautiful music because it's tuned. And so I got a little bit of insight into what our commonality is with the crystal kingdom. It's this inner tuning that we both can do. And so one of the things that occurred to me is that this work with the crystalline grid is about tuning our disharmonious vibrations into a harmonious vibration so that the planet as a whole emits a song or a sound that's beautiful music.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, this is Shana, and thank you for that. I would also add to that is that the crystalline energy contains within it the rainbow energy, the way I see it. It's all part of the shimmer and iridescence. It's crystalline, it's fine, it permeates and it cleanses, and it's intelligence, if you listen, and it's bright, shiny, multidimensional, and rainbow, just absolutely gorgeous in color.
Now, what I'm getting at this point is we have an opportunity right now to absorb this deeper into our bodies, our cells, our tissue, our structures. This is something that we normally go into the other rooms and play in the waters. But we're here at the source headwaters of all the water that flows in the Temple of Anui Nui, and in through every room comes from this crystal. So we've gone right to the headwaters of this crystalline energy. And so as you have an opportunity to, you know, you don't have to stand still here. You can explore and you know, they're just saying explore and play a little bit. Explore your joy. Watch to see if, you know, anyone appears. There are many beings present, and I'm feeling the beings that I call the butterfly beings. It's for a better way of explaining it, I can't think of it, because when we first met them, Colin and I do a lot of light work and light play and journeys, and we were taken to a garden that exists at the right after the void, kind of pours out of the void, the divine feminine void, and there were flowers there, and we were sipping in the nectar of these flowers. And these butterfly beings are everywhere there. And the reason I call them butterfly beings is because they have a slight form and color that radiates from their shoulders or their bodies, like butterfly wings. Now we're getting everybody getting that. Okay, I'm going to ask if they'll clear the channel so we can get a more crystalline sound again. So just be aware that they're beginning to move into this space. We call them the gardeners of this beautiful garden of this crystalline garden at the very that's where we've touched these energies at the very highest dimension. And they're not inviting us to come there yet, but they are moving their essence into the room, into this crystal with us. Sometimes they just look like flowing colors. Sometimes they actually look like a humanoid being with butterfly wings and anything in between.
And this is where the shift of perception has you see you experiencing life differently.
If you are aware of one of these butterfly beings, just stand with them, be with them, the way that you would meet a new being from a new culture. Just allow yourself to be in their presence and to really open yourself up to be available to them through our hearts. There's no language barrier with any beings. Communication is easy when we're in our hearts. The language is the same. So you may find yourself communing with one of these beings, the gardeners from this crystalline garden. touch each other's energies. Get to know them. Now, there's two things that I see happening right now. There is a group of beings that we call the founders who were the original, some of the original beings who first dreamed of splitting into polarity and beginning to experience ourselves in with a triad of a configuration called the triad that was implanted into our genetic material. And this triad was the ability to polarize into the illusion of darkness and separation and the masculine and the feminine, and to begin to identify as an individual out of the one, out of the wholeness, began to individualize. The third point is built into every one of us is the return to oneness. And so they were just showing me that that configuration is very important to know, that every one of us has that in us. And just recently, in the last month, the founders have been gathering together, a group of 12 founders have been gathering together to create a new crystal seed. And this crystal seed is the was the beginning of a brand new blueprint, a brand new crystalline blueprint in a form that has never been on Earth before or in creation before. And it was a request so that a brand new level of soul, new children could come into the earth at this time, because the earth can now begin to support this kind of energy. And as we worked with them, we found that the new blueprint was being offered to us. And so that's what they're putting in the center of this room now, is one of those crystal seeds. And inviting you, if you feel that this is for you, to feel free to move closer to the seed and to lay your hands on it, to merge with it, to explore it, and see if it's got the kind of frequencies in it, that if this blueprint is something that you want to take into your own structure. So it's available in the room right now to explore.
Selena, it's interesting that you mentioned the founders, because earlier when you were talking about the butterfly beings, one of the founders came up to me and kind of motioned to follow him, and I went off with him, and he led me into a room which I recognized to be like a library room, and he pulled what looked like a big fat book off a shelf and put it on a lectern. And I knew that what you do with this technology is you place both your hands on the pages of the book, so to speak. And when I did so, what I saw was, I'd call it like a petroglyph drawing, okay, you know, which has thick lines in rock. And it was a sketch of of a bipedal human, a very rough. It looked sort of like a Ninja Turtle in from the front, where there was a wide-bodied human with kind of short legs and small head and arms out the sides, kind of like a child's drawing of a person. And I realized that what he was showing me was the blueprint from which, Earth life or the Earth humanity had been constructed, it's some touchstone with our ancient past.
Like an original blueprint.
Yeah, it could have been, part of the original plan. So I felt into the energy of that to see, how to remember my origins, so to speak, to see how the present moment is connected to that origin moment or that idea of a bipedal humanoid. So he had just done that when you started talking about the founders and the new blueprint, the new crystal seed that they've been showing us recently.
Thank you. So just follow your intuition and follow your vision at this point. Play with the crystal if that draws you. Seem to be lots of things to do in this room.
I think we may have to just kind of wrap it up now. An invitation to come back whenever we want. We've been in this space for over an hour and a half now.
Boy, time flies when you're having fun.
It does.
I think in the wrap-up, the invitation is for each of you to return here and to continue if you haven't had the time to fully experience what you would like to experience. It's easy to get back here. The invitation to finalize this, what they asked me to do was to tell a quick story about what has been clearing the last 2 days. But I think because of the time, the best thing that I can ask at this point is that we all stand in proxy for a clearing that is happening and has been offered to the Earth to clear. We talked a little earlier about the manifesto of suffering, of any kind of contracts or vows or beliefs or misconceptions that we have had or held or been inherited about lack or loneliness or war or anything that is in the illusions. And when I saw it the last couple of days, I saw it was almost like little tiny packets of misconstructed energy that were caught in the fibers of my being. And so in this place, if you just expand the perception of yourself again back into Beth, but hold yourself in the energies of being in the heart of creation here. And what I was seeing is that there is a tunnel of light being opened from source, from the void, from this crystalline headwaters of creation through this temple, into this room, through our bodies, back into Beth, and from Beth going out in every direction that is needed into our physical bodies, into the physical body of Mother Earth. And the other thing that I saw that we were clearing at this time is any kind of parasitic energy that exists or has been allowed to exist in, on, or around our bodies, in, on, or around any of humanity's bodies, in, on, or around any life or life forms on the Earth or in the Earth, and in, on, or within any of Mother Earth's structure. And so those are the items that we're clearing as a whole, as a collective. And so I feel confident that Shana is doing her crystalline clearing for whatever thought forms are popping up or moving in, and allow that to easily transmute and clear. Do you have any perception on that, Susanna, on what's occurring there?
Well, it's a big request, and we ask that it be done easily and gracefully, just bringing in just massive amounts of grace and benevolence and compassion and mercy. Because there's lots of ways that we have unconsciously ourselves been parasites and on the earth. And so holding that we are one and we are grateful to be waking up and to becoming conscious, and we are setting the intention to become even more conscious and more every day in impeccable integrity and moving into balance and wholeness with every breath. And very grateful that we are realizing the dream that we all had when we came here, and it is done.
So I would like to invite each of you to allow your consciousness to remain here in whatever way it's for your highest purpose and mission, to allow yourself easily to come back into your bodies and take a moment to align the heaven, the higher dimensions, and the earth that you are. So we align, balance, and harmonize and bring heaven and earth into balance. And we find ourselves gently moving our consciousness back into Beth and thanking Beth for her support, for her the potential that she offers us, the possibilities that are within her and what she has become. Touching each of your hearts, appreciating every one of you for journeying with us, this team that has hosted you here, both here on Earth and in the other dimensions, thanking all the participants and too many to name, the group that has gathered that is assisting in this massive clearing and shifting. And now there's one last thing as we move back in to the Earth plane. Colin, I asked permission ahead if he would come in and do something that he knows how to do to align our, if our bodies are in any way, or our consciousness is in any way misaligned with the newest, highest energies that are available to us that we choose, that we are able to align those and bring those into focus and come back into focus. He saw two of me. One was a little offset and helped bring it back into one image so that I was able to bring these new energies more into my perception of the now, in the now moment. So ask that can happen for each of you easily. And thank you, everyone. Love you all. And we'll be sending out a little bit of information and some links that you can continue to follow, find more information about some of the things that we've done today and explore more if you like.
All right.
And for those that won't necessarily receive this but might get it elsewhere, VibraKeys.com is one place to go for information, particularly the blog link. Vibra is V-I-B-R-A, keys.com.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Thank you all for coming, and thank you for playing with us in joyful celebration and exploration and service to ourselves and to the world and wonderful balance. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And I had one more thing to say, that coming up, and depending on where you are in your time zone, you have one more opportunity today to join in and create a green wave of love moving through Beth in any way that your vision touches on greening the world, greening our lives, and greening a new reality. Join in at any time during this day to strengthen a green wave of love moving into and becoming part of our new reality.
Thank you.
Aloha. Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha.